Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola, amigos. Yo soy Fernando.
Welcome to SpanishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 16. Order some delicious Mexican food. In this lesson, you will learn how to ask if something is available in a restaurant and understand what the waiter or waitress is saying.
This conversation takes place at a restaurant in Mexico.
And it's between Ashley, who is a Spanish student in Mexico, her friend Maria, and a waitress.
The speakers are in a business situation, so they will be speaking formal Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Disculpe, ¿hay tacos de pollo?
No, no hay.
¿Hay tacos de carne?
Sí, sí hay.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Disculpe, ¿hay tacos de pollo?
No, no hay.
¿Hay tacos de carne?
Sí, sí hay.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Disculpe, ¿hay tacos de pollo?
Excuse me, do you have chicken tacos?
No, no hay.
No, we don't.
¿Hay tacos de carne?
Do you have beef tacos?
Sí, sí hay.
Yes, we do. Fernando, why don't you teach us a bit about good manners in Mexico when ordering food? For example, what is a good way to call a waiter or waitress?
Good question. You can call a waiter by saying, Disculpe, joven.
Which is like, excuse me, young man, right?
Right. For a waitress, you should say, Disculpe, señorita.
Excuse me, young lady.
These are polite ways to call a waitress or waiter.
What about tipping?
I'd say it's about the same as the US. Tip 15 to 20%. But be careful that the tip is not already included on your bill. Otherwise, you will end up paying twice.
As a foreigner who is not used to Mexican food, is it okay to ask lots of questions about the menu?
As many as you want. Things that are on the menu have already run out, so it's wise to ask.
Anything else?
Be polite and you will be treated very well.
And with that, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
Disculpe.
Excuse me.
Disculpe. Disculpe.
The next word is...
Haber.
To be. There is.
Haber. Haber.
The next word is...
Taco.
Taco. A Mexican dish.
Taco. Taco.
The next word is...
De.
Of.
De. De.
The next word is...
Pollo.
Chicken.
Pollo. Pollo.
The next word is...
No.
No.
No. No.
Next is...
Carne.
Meat.
Carne. Carne.
The next word is...
Sí.
Yes.
Sí. Sí.
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. We're going to talk about two kinds of food, chicken and beef.
Yes, pollo and carne. Pollo is chicken and carne is beef.
So in the dialogue, they were talking about chicken tacos and beef tacos?
Right. I think nearly everyone knows the word tacos. But actually, their image of tacos might be wrong.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
Well, what do you think of when you hear the word taco?
Ground beef inside a crunchy taco shell?
Right. That's an American creation, actually.
Really? I didn't know that.
In Mexico, tacos are beef or chicken wrapped in soft corn tortillas.
Oh, so they're soft tacos?
Right. That's what taco refers to in Mexico. We normally eat them with lettuce on top, served with sour cream, fresh cheese, and some green or red chili sauce.
Mmm, sounds good. Listeners, Repeat after Fernando. Chicken tacos.
Tacos de pollo.
Beef tacos.
Tacos de carne.
So, carne means beef?
Well, not exactly. Carne is actually just meat. But meat can mean chicken, pork, or any kind of meat. The real word for beef is res, or carne de res. But in Mexico, if you just say carne, it means beef.
Okay, good to know.
Yes, listeners, be sure to try some real tacos when you go to Mexico.
Definitely. Okay, now let's go to our next section. The focus of this lesson is how to ask if something is available using the verbs
hay and tiene.
If you want to ask if something is available, like at a restaurant, there are two patterns you can use, right, Fernando?
Right. The first is hay and then the item. Hay means there is or there are.
And when you change the intonation, you can turn it into a question.
Yes, that's right. For example, to ask, are there any tacos? You would say, hay tacos. Repeat after me. Hay tacos.
Let's add a little extra information. Are there any chicken tacos?
Repeat after me. Hay tacos de pollo.
And are there any beef tacos?
Repeat. Hay tacos de carne.
Okay, what's the other way to ask the same question?
The other way to ask the question uses the word tiene. This comes from the verb tener, to have. And so it literally means, do you have?
In the polite form, right?
Right. This is the polite way to ask. Let's practice. ¿Tiene tacos?
Do you have tacos?
Repeat after me. ¿Tiene tacos?
Let's expand on these ones too. Do you have chicken tacos?
Repeat after me. ¿Tiene tacos de pollo?
Do you have beef tacos?
¿Tiene tacos de carne?
Let's review the examples we had in the dialogue. First we had, excuse me, ma'am.
Disculpe, señorita.
Are there any chicken tacos?
¿Hay tacos de pollo?
So, Fernando, is there really no difference between these two ways of asking?
These questions mean the same thing. However, tiene can be a little bit more personal, since you are asking, do you have?
And how would someone normally answer these questions?
We repeat again using the same verb. So if someone asks, hay tacos, I could reply, sí, hay tacos. Repeat after me, sí, hay tacos.
Yes, there are tacos.
Or no. No hay tacos. Repeat. No, no hay tacos.
And the same goes for tiene, right?
That's right. The answers will be sí, tengo tacos. Repeat after me. Sí, tengo tacos.
Yes, I have tacos.
And no, no tengo tacos. Repeat after me. No, no tengo tacos.
No, I don't have tacos.
Be sure to see the lesson notes for more information.
Okay, listeners, I think that's going to do it for now. And let us know if you have questions. Okay, everyone, see you next time.
Hasta luego.
Disculpe, ¿hay tacos de pollo?
No, no hay.
¿Hay tacos de carne?
Sí, sí hay.